Hi, my name is Panache Chigumadzi. I was born in Zimbabwe and I grew up in South Africa. I write nonfiction as well as fiction. I'm currently working on a book of essays called Beautiful Hair for a Landless People. And that's on the interwoven politics of hair and land in South Africa.
Mm-hmm. Have you been to the United States before?
I have been to the United States before. This is my fourth time, I think, in the United States. The first time was on holiday to Disney World, so it was fun.
and to Iowa, is this your first time?
No, so this is my first time in the Midwest. So I've been to New York before twice. And that's a very different experience coming to Midwest America, particularly at this point in America's history. So that's also an interesting experience.
Right, it must be very interesting for you as a writer to come here at, as you say, this point in our history. What interests you most, coming from South Africa to the United States?
Yeah. I'll be very honest. I think that I'm very conscious of myself in this body, right? So I'm still unsure of myself in the sense of I don't know necessarily what's the best way to conduct myself because I'm not really sure who it is that I'm dealing with. I don't know about police. I don't know about a whole range of things.
We're on the radio, so your appearance, describe your appearance and why you think that's a problem. I mean,
okay. So I'm black, which means I'm relatively dark. I have short hair, which is also a popular style in South Africa, which is not really something that people do here. We'd call it a fade. I have a fade hairstyle. I have wide shoulders, so in the sense that I'm not a small person, if I put it that way. So I'm aware of sort of being read as looking aggressive in some way. Sometimes I can look quite so-called masculine presenting, depending on the day that you catch me. And so sometimes I forget, I just dress how I feel like dressing in the morning, and then I walk out in the street, I'm like, oh snap, maybe you shouldn't have worn that hoodie. Oh snap, you shouldn't have done this and this kind of thing. So I'm just aware of, I think I'm a generally courteous person, but I think I'm a lot more aware of being polite. Mm-hmm. Let's say someone cuts in front of me in front of the queue. I'm aware of sort of I don't want to start something because I don't know where this could end.
Right. You're getting this impression that you have to be more cautious because of what's happening here in the United States?
I mean, of course, like we follow, particularly South Africa shares a lot of the sort of, it's almost the inverse of your racial history here, but sort of I think South Africans more than other groups of Africans understand sort of race relations a lot more. And so we follow a lot what's happening here. I mean, we've been part of a lot of hours on the university campuses, so there have been a lot of student protests. You'll find that movements around sort of changing names, particularly around those who've had like sort of slave histories, came from, or they had a lot of the inspiration from what was happening with the student movements in South Africa. So there's a lot of that long history, not just right now, but historically between sort of African Americans and black South Africans. So I'm always aware of sort of what are African Americans writing about being in different spaces. And of course, Iowa cities are different because it's liberal in a relatively conservative state. And so it's just a weird experience because you're wondering who goes to the Ku Klux Klan rally and who doesn't, because it's not like people are walking around sort of with hoods or whatever. So you don't know who you're dealing with. So for example, in the plane, there was a sort of very Midwestern-y looking man, if I put it that way, but he was really nice and he was like really, really polite and that sort of thing, and he made a lot more effort to, you know, have conversation. So that kind of put me at ease. Like, okay.
So your anxiety, at least in the first few days here, is being put at ease?
Yeah, I think it's more, I mean, as long as I'm sort of with the community, but I am aware about, for example, the other day I went to the gym and I've been very aware of, like, I want to take a run, but I need to first make sure that I clear it with other people. Like, is it okay for me to run? If I'm going to run, what should I wear when I do that? What time should I go? I can't just go at any, you know, period. So I remember walking and I saw the police van and I was like, oh my God, I'm going to cry if I, you know, get stuck, because I don't know what, because I mean, my experience with police in South Africa is very different, for example. It's just a very different environment. So because it's not my space, it's just getting used to what are the protocols, how do you engage and how do you interact. So I think if I can get my bearings around what to do and how to be cool, I think I'll be fine in some time. But it's just in this particular moment in a way that I haven't felt before when I've come to the States. I think it's this particular moment where I think we've always known America is the history and sort of anti-blackness and white supremacy from sort of the founding days. But it's a very different thing where you're seeing rallies and people sort of being emboldened in that. So that's what you're just sort of aware of. It's, you don't really know. You just kind of feel like, okay, you don't want to be caught unawares in the wrong place at the wrong time and that kind of thing. So that's just,
Briefly, what is here? What do you see here when you put in yourself in a writer's mode?
Yeah.
What do you want to accomplish in the 12 weeks?
So much. I want to finish a couple of manuscripts I want to finish, but I think more than anything, I would like to just immerse myself right now in the experience. I think in as much as America can be a very scary place right now, I also think it's a very interesting space, and I think it's also productive. I think there is ways in which this moment right now is also productive in the sense that we have to deal with the things. It's not really something that's underneath the bubble. So I'm looking forward to just observing what this is like here. Also with the other writers, which is also really great speaking to. It's interesting hearing about writers speaking about identity and what that means for them in their context. You know, people from Palestine, people from Mexico, people from Hungary. And that's also really good because sometimes, I think particularly given what's happening right now, it's easy to remain in my silo, so it's easy for me to be focused on, okay, this is what it is to be a black body in the States right now. But then I'm seeing that there's so many other people who might be sort of white-looking but have completely different backgrounds, and they speak about fascism, they speak about communism and all kinds of things. So I guess it's also one way that, on one hand, I'm really focused on what it is to be me right now, but at the same time, I'm also focused on what it is to be other kinds of people from across the world, which is also a really good experience to have at the same time. Yeah.
We wish you all the best in your stay here in Iowa. Thank you for sharing some of your thoughts with us.
Thank
we
you
appreciate
very much.
It.
Thank you. And I listen to a lot of public radio from America, which is really funny. So, like, I do Ira Glass's voice as well. And like,
you do that?
Okay, it's not great. I mean, you just heard it. It's not a great accent.
Let me hear your Ira Glass.
Hi, this is Ira Glass. And there's Jada Boomrad, Glenn Washington. Like, I listen to. I listen to quite a bit of it. Sometimes I just need to zone out sometimes, so I just listen to
from
quite a
South
bit.
Africa.
Yeah.
You have an influence of public radio in the United States.
Yeah, because you know there's public radio voice and all those different debates. So, yeah, we listen to quite a bit of a podcast here. But we're building a podcast culture that's as well. But, yeah, the thing in my mind is always sort of just like the, hi, this is Ira Glass, and oh, this is Test, this is Radio Lab, this is me, Jada Boomrad, with Robert Krulwich, and all of that sort of thing. So yeah, that's a little trivia about me. Yeah.